Dear family, don't be discouraged about what you hear on social media and mainstream mob news. They are just doing their usual of lying through their teeth. The proper title for Mr. Biden is Vice President Biden. He is in no way an elect, because the election was a complete fraud, and that will soon be exposed. Remember, the ballots were watermarked, and they can be read from satellite, so they can be found in dumpsters, in people's basements, in storage, etc., etc. What the president did was a sting operation to expose all the criminals in our government so they can be put in jail, and some of them executed for sedition. So be patient. I believe all this will be cleared within 2 weeks. When I came to listen to the Lord, I asked him, what is this all about that Ezekiel was steeped in revelation for the entire night? And all these Rhema readings about the rapture and different parts of Revelation. Jesus began, haven't I told you my coming to get you would be a surprise? Indeed you have, Lord. He continued, these times are tumultuous, dangerous, but not insurmountable if the body will cleave together and to me. This restoration of power will come to pass. Not without struggle, but it will come to pass. What you are dealing with now are massive demonic assaults, both on a personal level and a national level. There are more than enough believers to overthrow this attempt, but the media is very strong. You remember 5 years ago when I told you and all heart dwellers to stay off mainstream media. Why? Because they were setting you all up to cave in to overwhelming odds. But there are men and women in this country that are powerful believers and have kept oil in their lamps burning and know right from wrong. They ask for courage daily to keep on fighting, and I am not slow in giving it to them. Ever since President Trump won, they have been working on ways to undermine him. And many have risen up to stand with him. Many new and empowered by me, media outlets are standing for truth, accumulating more and more influence, as those who have been asleep are waking up to the perilous condition of their nation and the lying media. These are the times my mother spoke of when she said that communism would spread its errors all over the world. And that happened during the Fatima apparitions in 1917. He continued, these are the times of the iron and clay feet that will eventually be shattered and fall. Lord, do you want our people to seek updates from legitimate sources of news? Jesus continued, it is good to know right from wrong. It is good to be able to distinguish the evil ones and their tactics. If the people know nothing, they are more likely to collapse in the face of such overwhelming odds. My people, you must understand what you are dealing with and pass these things on to other believers who want to stand for what is right, but are confused. Do not allow people to be confused about what they are up against. These limited but true resources will help establish the grounding. You already know that those who would kill an innocent child in the womb are on the wrong side. Christians who support such as these will be held guilty for the slaughter of innocents because they knew better but did not uphold what was right. Things are not always as they seem. I did not come to earth as a great warrior on a proud steed. I came meekly, humbly, and in poverty, but filled with the wisdom and anointing to set the captives free from sin. I was not recognized for who I was because of social opinion. While your president is a mere man, one well acquainted with sin and loose living, he is still my choice because he has the heart of a great warrior and leader. Those who are looking for the Hollywood manners are quickly derailed by his gruffness. However, your country and this world is in such a state that only one with this countenance can handle bringing it down so it can be raised up again. I am telling you now, you have many surprises ahead of you, not the least of which is the rapture. I told you I would come at an hour you least expected. And what does your heart tell you? Lord, the signs are so prolific. The signs of prophecies for the appointed time are everywhere we turn. And the Antichrist, Obama, is here. So it seems that the rapture cannot be that far off. When Trump wins, I would be very surprised if the rapture happened. He replied, and you are correct in saying that. Yet this is not my call, but the Father's, and he can delay or loose it any time he chooses. And while you are waiting, tired and longing for my coming, he is still looking to the souls he wants to save, to the prophets being born into your midst, who will make their mark on this world. Yet the world ripens. Nonetheless, he can delay that harvest if he so chooses. You have prayed for more time, more grace, and more mercy, and so have many others. But the day is coming when he will say, enough. I cannot tell you when it will be, beloved, but I counsel all of you to keep your eyes wide open and be aware of what is going on in your world. When the word is given, I will come swiftly. So keep oil in your lamps and do not grow weary in well-doing. Ask me for the courage, strength, and grace to carry on full steam ahead until the very last moment. Whew, I sure need to ask for that. And do your best to educate those who have been asleep. Give them links to reliable sites they can get an overview of what has been forming their minds for so many years. Have them listen to the presidential announcements and his legal team so they can get it firsthand. Remind them that I have consistently told you all to stay away from mainstream media and seek answers from me, for I will never cease to give them. When you feel peace, you will know that you are understanding, and my wisdom and my thoughts will be in your heart and mind, as yours have been, Claire. Thank you for saying that, Lord. I do sometimes wonder. You are in a good place of understanding, beloved. Now I wish for all to be educated to what the truth of this situation is. Lord, I found James Fetzer's site. Is he correct in what he is saying? This was a really interesting site that I ran into. It was very, very well organized to the point, point for point. And he's talking about a worse plague being released once people are brought to, once they start being arrested and people are brought to justice, that there will be a retribution from the deep state. It sounded so fatalistic that it troubled my heart. So I asked the Lord if he was correct in what he was saying. Jesus continued, not quite. He is not taking into consideration my intervention. I am far more invasive in controlling events than most understand. It takes a prayer warrior mentality to understand what I can do, even with those who mistakenly believe they have absolute power. They play out their scenarios without the understanding of how I will turn evil to good and prevent those things they so counted on to ruin people. Yes, there will be another plague, but it will not be beyond the reach of prayer to bring it to an end. There is nothing impossible for me, Claire, nothing. You can pray your way out of the worst situation if it is within my will to bring to nothing the plans of the evil ones. What I am looking for, my tender bride, is repentance. I am still waiting for my people to realize how they have abused their wealth and forgotten the poor in their midst. Do try harder, my love, to find those who need your help. Please do. I admit, Lord, I haven't worked hard enough at that, and I am now. Please bring these people to me so I can understand who they are and what they really need. Please help me, because I long to help more souls. But I need your help with my memory. We are making headway, he replied, but always leave your hands open to comfort more who are under such heavy burdens. Do all you can, my love, to lighten them. People come to us all the time. Not enough money for an electric bill, not enough money for rent. They need groceries, medical bills. It's just amazing. And the Lord supplies, and we're, thanks to your generosity, dear ones, we're able to help everyone who comes to us. Jesus continued, when you hear these prognostications of gloom and doom, remember, these are presented to you as if no prayer had been applied. So they are the worst case scenarios. But prayer is what changes things. It moves mountains into the sea and shelters the most vulnerable. How wonderful the times have been for the poor who recognize their abject poverty and reliance on me. When he said that, I saw two little dark-skinned children, maybe, nine years old, sitting in a culvert with the water coming by, and an orange came floating by them, and they both rejoiced and grabbed and ate it. Then he continued and said, it is my joy to feed the poor who have no other recourse. It is my joy for them to discover that it was me in that culvert, sending them a gift of food to brighten their day and strengthen them. Such as these live like the angels. They awake in the morning not knowing where their next meal comes from until a coconut is found nearby, or a fishing line with bait is discovered snagged in the bushes. They live literally from hand to mouth. Oh, how I love to bless these little ones. This is why these poor are blessed even beyond the rich, who seem to have everything. They receive all that is good from my hand directly. When you give to the poor, you most resemble my Father's heart. I rejoice in the generosity of my bride. Now I wish to repeat what I have told you before. Your president won this election. Now it is just a matter of proving it and exposing the crooked. Stand behind him, pray for him, pray for the judicial process, and spread the good news to those who are just beginning to wake up. Things will get more turbulent, but I am counting on your prayers to bring about a peaceful ending. Those who are evil and have their hearts set against me will attempt to cause more and more trouble. It is a truth that they are planning a more deadly strain of virus to retaliate on your nation's independence. It is true, but it is not set in concrete. They are planning to do much more damage to your country, but I am telling you that you can stop them without leaving your prayer closet. Pray against the wicked schemes. Pray Psalm 91 over your family and nation. Pray every day with conviction that I will answer your prayers. Do good to others. Show mercy. Donate to good causes. Help those around you in need. For all of these are gestures of love for me. These acts of kindness make your prayers 10 times more powerful, while at the same time open up protection for you and your family from me and my angels. Take the time every day to repent of ways you may have offended me. Even reciting Psalm 51 with a sincere heart is a powerful way to bring about a cleansing. Give generously. Pray courageously, knowing that I am more powerful than the most deadly virus. Do what is right, my people, and I will look after you and your loved ones. That reminds me of a story of Heidi Baker. She went into a tent of Ebola victims and prayed over them, and they were all healed. Amazing, just amazing. So the Lord is the Lord over Ebola as well. So that was the end of his message, and I just wanted to share some links with you. People who I've found to be on the Lord's side. Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch, The Epoch Times, Newsmax, James Fetzer, Sovereign Nations, the White House Press Conferences, Robert David Steele, Sean Hannity, C-SPAN, and the Executive Branch, and Charlie Ward, that I am aware of, these people, but I can't say they're 100% on the good side because I don't know them that well. But they seem to be independent of the swamp. And please understand, this will end up in the Supreme Court, so do not be discouraged when you hear of another state throwing out suits for election fraud. This has to come about in order for the Supreme Court to decide. There is so much evidence that cannot be released until it is presented in court. So please, be patient and pray.